Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everybody. It's time for the dark forces to step aside. Welcome to the Football Ramble preview show, sponsored by Betway. It's Friday the 7th of May. I'm Kate Mason.
I'm Luke Moore.
And I'm Pete Donaldson.
I wish I could do that guttural thing you do, Pete.
Hello.
It's very masculine.
It is very masculine. It's macho city. Oh, I've hit the chair again.
Stop hitting the chair.
Combined with the Pete Donaldson moustache as well. Yeah. Which is not enough has been made of this week, I don't think.
I shaved my little chin beard off.
So you did.
I'm sort of like rocking the same look. There was a man who used to sell handkerchiefs in the town centre in Hartlepool outside the public library. Mm. And he's got... 50 pence! And he looked like me. And so I'm just like, he would sell 3 handkerchiefs for 50 pence.
Is that why you were looking at old pictures of Hulk Hogan to see if
to try and find a picture of Hulk Hogan when he's in his high school days. He looks ridiculous. He had a comb over even back then. Incredible.
Pete's facial hair situation. It's like, it's amazing at one thing, i.e. the moustache, and very patchy at everything else. It's very much the Adama Traore of facial hair. It's really good at one thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Everything else is very
patchy. I think that's quite disrespectful to Adama Traore. He may or may not be my Betway four to score pick today. Still not quite decided on that one.
Well, for those of you who are fans of me slating Adama Traore, stick around. I'm sure there'll be more of it between now and the end.
Guys, I feel as though this macho culture that we're perpetrating in the Football Ramble is what's
mostly coming from you. I completely agree.
It's what's led to this facial hair thing. It's a macho thing, isn't it? To be able to breed facial hair.
It's just lockdown. People are just trying things out.
No, but you show that you've got those, whatever, is it
Got the chops.
You've got
testosterone, maybe.
Because people say about how it being bald, that you've got too much testosterone, and then that just like kills all your hair because you just got too much. Or is that because they're making up for being bald?
It's sensitivity to the testosterone, apparently.
Oh, right.
They can't handle their own hair.
Okay. Well, bring your macho chat to the Football Ramble because that's what we're here for, basically. And Arsenal, not sure what they were there for at all last night in the Europa League. No. Were they there? Did they have a plan? What the fuck was going on?
Some of the players who couldn't grow moustaches, i.e. the young players, looked like the old heads. It's really weird.
For me, I really want to get this in before I forget, and that's that the Villarreal goalkeeper, who, let's not forget, is called Geronimo. Mm. Right, Geronimo Rulli had a lovely day out.
He did.
He decided...
To get involved in anything.
Yeah, he thought, you know what? That morning he said, I'm just going to enjoy myself. And he went for every single cross. I sometimes expected him to appear in the camera shot when the ball was like in midfield.
He was like at that gig in Liverpool where you're allowed to sort of dance around and stuff. He's like, I'm losing my fucking mind.
It's a test event.
It's almost as though he didn't take Arsenal seriously as a footballing side.
No, he said they're going to have a maximum of one shot on target. I'll back myself. Everything else is cream cheese. That's what he said.
Like Jim Campbell, I normally would want to come in and try and say good things about Arsenal in order to, you know, be like a good egg and stuff. But yeah, I haven't got any.
But Jim doesn't do that.
He does it about Spurs, I mean.
So right.
He's like generous about the...
Well, Arsenal fans are interesting because you'll say something about Arsenal which is quite critical and you expect them to balance it out and they go, no, you're not being harsh enough there. They're actually a bunch of absolute disgraces.
When I'm watching one of my midfielders, I mean, of which I think there was one playing last night. Launching a back pass at my own keeper from 40 yards. I mean, it's unwelcome. And having to head out.
The only decision I have to make when we cover Arsenal on this show is whether I'm going to take the piss out of them or be angry about them.
Oh, yeah. How are you feeling today?
Well, the first leg I was angry. Second leg, I'm taking the piss.
Right. Okay.
Keeping it balanced. Perfect.
Level it out.
And they're in real trouble. I mean, their season is petered out. It's absolutely terrible.
That terminology.
No, sorry, Pete. Okay.
They've taken a mace to it.
Their season's luked out. They've moxened out. Yeah. And they're going to be without European football for the first time in 25 years. It's terrible for a club of their size. It's terrible.
They've still got games to play, as Mikel Arteta pointed out. They're gonna make a run at the European places. But 14 touches for Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, who then got taken off sort of at the moment where you thought
he might do something. Yeah, I mean,
he had a couple of chances.
He did. He hit the post twice.
Yeah.
He hit also bizarrely the inside of the post. Can anyone else explain to me the angles on that? I have no idea how that didn't go.
We need
to
bring back those square posts.
I was about to say that. I remember playing as a kid quite a lot, and half the pitches in my area had square posts.
Square posts. And different ball game.
Yeah, I never hit the frame of goal, but I was always very, very efficient in front of goal. But it could go off at any. I mean, if you hit the angle of a square post, it was anyone's game.
Fifth dimension.
You could have gone in the oven there. You could have just popped up in the oven there.
Yeah.
But Aubameyang, we've been harsh on Aubameyang, and I think that's fair, particularly because of all the things that have gone on. But we should point out he obviously has had a serious illness as well. So
malaria, right?
Yeah, exactly. So he's probably struggling to perform for that reason. But that's all well and good. But he's gone through these periods of poor form and poor discipline loads of times in the past. And you just wonder whether those young players, particularly the ones who Pete's alluded to, and he's absolutely correct, have shown themselves to be the ones who actually look like they give a shit. I mean, Gary Neville a few weeks ago was calling Arsenal's front four, or whatever they were, like a mafia within a team, like just doing whatever they wanted. And then, so if you look at the young players, what kind of example are they getting set by a lot of these senior players? I mean, and then what sort of symbol is it sending out to go and sign Willian? Who I've said in the past Willian wasn't really. I don't think Willian. It was a bit of a lightning rod for their problems for a while. I don't think it's obviously just down to him. Of course, you can't really blame him.
Certainly one for Arteta's because it was his man, wasn't it?
Yeah, quite exactly. And then, what sort of kind of symbol does that send out to the young players who apparently are good and raring to go, and half of them are being sent out on loan, half of them aren't playing.
But is it a bit patronising to look at it like that, Luke? Because, you know, of course, Emile Smith-Rowe's, you know, come into the team. He's playing a lot. Bukayo Saka has been one of their best players this entire season. So, I mean. You know, at a level you're ready. It doesn't matter how old you are. And the thing I would wonder about is Mikel Arteta not seeming to have a set formation, not seeming to know where he wants to play his players. And maybe this is patronising from me, but you know, when you've got a player as versatile as Saka, but do you want to be continually moving around and asking him to play in different positions? I don't think that's necessarily good for his development at this stage.
I think for Arteta, like, injuries have taken this toll, but they've taken this toll
for everybody in the league
stuff. And I think he's learning that pragmatism is quite important as a manager. And he can't do everything by himself. And Arteta can't do everything by himself. The board, very distant. I mean, you want to pull it back to those in the hand on the tiller, so to speak, and they are practically AWOL. There's no leadership from above Arteta, so why should Arteta? He's a very green manager, and he's finding it very difficult at this level. But you know, you'd probably say that he's done all right in the grand scheme of things with the support he's got.
Yeah. Well, I find that they've just it feels to me like they've just regressed. I think you're absolutely right about the you look at the team and you during a game and you're like, what formation are they playing here? I said that after the
What's
first
the
league.
Plan, you know?
Yeah. But on your point on young players, I think that's true to an extent, but I think there is also an element to this where really good young players, like obviously standout young players like Saka and Smith Rowe, and you could extrapolate that out to other really good young players around the world. You know, someone like Phil Foden. Like, they're always going to be
Marcus
fine.
Marcus Rashford.
Yeah, they're always going to be fine.
Although he actually was overplayed, wasn't he, Marcus Rashford?
But I'm not talking about overplaying. I'm talking about players who perhaps would really benefit from having some experience in the first team, so you can see what they're like. Like, there was talk, I think Michael Calvin might have talked about it, maybe on the book club episode or maybe the Ramble Meets I did with him, where he said, you know, there was a lot of talk around Raheem Sterling and about him moving around as a young player. He said that Raheem Sterling's always going to be fine. He's like, he's really, really good. It's not Raheem Sterling's problem. It's going to be someone like who maybe you never know if they're going to make it or not unless they try, unless you try them, unless you play them. And if these players aren't going to get a path to the first team, particularly when the Arsenal team this season, broadly speaking, they're capable of like a good result here and there. But broadly speaking, I mean, they're ninth in the league in their Arsenal. So we can safely say they've stunk the place out. What message is it sending to the fans, to the club, to the young players themselves? I'm not going to play you.
And when you do, meet them halfway and play them in their position and help them to learn that position and learn within a framework. Provide that framework.
I don't think Villarreal had to get out of... I agree. I actually, for once, I mean, I can't believe I'm saying this, so frame this if you want.
Yeah.
I actually agree with Martin Keown, right?
I was actually about to bring him up. you thought.
He said that Villarreal didn't really look like they needed to get out of second or third gear.
Yeah.
And there's absolutely zero fear factor with Arsenal. Zero fear factor.
And he also pointed out that, you know, we speaking of Arsenal, can't accept this level of performance from a club with this kind of history, which is exactly the point, isn't it? And the point perhaps you're trying to make a bit as well in terms of the support from above.
But they've got people like Edu, and they've had people come and go, and they've had it's been a little bit tempestuous there. They're trying to sort it out apparently, but like, I mean, who knows?
But the recent issue Arsenal just seems to be like kind of leaning on that kind of vintage clothing line kind of like, do you remember this guy?
Those ads
guy?
Are fucking good though. And also when Hector Bellerin is on the run in those short days, extraordinary guy.
I do sort of wonder what that match would, if Chukwueze, is it Chukwueze?
He came
absolutely
off
whacked it. And Leno pulled up a hell of a save quite early on. Like, what, that would have been a kind of jumping off point for me. I think if that had gone in, Arsenal, you might have seen a slightly different Arsenal. But you're right, they didn't need to get a second.
Would you?
But that's the thing. I think that's a fair point. But I also, part of me also thinks,
it's not up to Villarreal to make Arsenal better, is it?
No. And also, at half time, I saw a lot of Arsenal supporters on Twitter, whose opinion I really respect, saying, well, I think what we're going to see now is they just really didn't want to concede early on. So in the second half, they're going to really push the pressure.
Logical. Yeah.
And they did, but they didn't do any of that. And the one thing I really regret is that Unai Emery didn't start his post-match interview by saying, good evening. Just get one back over him. Remember me, you fucking wankers.
Yeah, welcome back.
It is nice to bring in Unai Emery, I guess. Big triumph for him. And of course, he's a Europa League specialist. So there might be, given that this was this kind of their get out of jail free card, wasn't it? Supposed to be. I'll win the Europa League. They'll just do that. Their season will be saved. Well,
they haven't.
Fortunately not.
Yeah.
Yeah. I enjoyed Pino getting a yellow card for miming an imaginary yellow to the ref. You don't often
can't
see
do that,
that. Do you?
That's old school, that, isn't it?
I like it.
I
like that he was given a yellow, I mean.
Why do people get so upset about that?
It's him taking charge.
To the point of where they legislated against it because the authorities were so upset about players doing it.
Yeah, but I think it's...
And then undermine themselves with VAR.
Yeah. It's just like a weird thing to get kind of het up about. It's never once.
How dare you impersonate a police officer?
It's a bit like that, isn't it? It's a bit like you've stolen the police car, right?
Exactly. It's quite enjoyable. Do you think it's part of that kind of greenness about Arteta as well, that he was talking in the post-match about how, because Granit Xhaka was injured in the warm-up, and he kept saying, you know, and we'd prepared to play with Granit Xhaka and so we couldn't. And it's like...
Yeah.
Come on, Arteta.
I was going to play Granit Xhaka in goal. So
that's prepared.
That's fucked up my plans. Who knows where Arteta was going to play Granit Xhaka? I mean, and who knows how Xhaka would have interpreted the role? You know, like some kind of avant-garde, you know, surrealist interpretation of the cherry orchard. Or
mimes are red.
Yeah.
Well, it's fair to say that Villarreal dictated play on the night. Congratulations to Unai Emery.
Yeah, big time.
Into the final of the Europa League, his fifth Europa League final. And it means, amusingly as well, that PSG may not be in a European final this year, but their past two coaches will be.
That is, yeah.
I like it.
Their past two coaches are.
Yeah.
And
I think that's just a grammatical
construction
that I was applying to the sentence.
Fair enough. But do keep it kind of year 10 level for me, because I won't understand.
They're going to go up against Manchester United, who lost on the night 3-2 to Roma, but went through to their first final under Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, 8-5 on aggregate. Was this?
You'd love to see that. I'd love to see that.
Well, it's having like Cavani sort of going, just get your shit together.
Yeah.
I'll score one more goal, but get your shit together.
And it also makes it worse for Arsenal fans, who literally cannot buy a goal. And I'll have a quick look at what's on the other side.
8-5. 14 and 18 starts. Yeah. 34 for Edison Cavani. Yeah. I'm having it.
Yeah.
Exercise that 1 year extension.
Yeah.
We have to say that the Man United project is working here, people.
we do have to eat some humble pie about Solskjaer.
We do.
Yeah. And I think.
Would you like to eat it?
I'm always happy to eat any kind of pie, to be honest. savory or sweet. Do you know they don't really have savory pies in America? It's not really a thing.
Really?
It's all about sweet pies, yeah.
Apple pie, famously.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Although apple pie was actually invented in England, I think.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, but they claim
I'm associating it with something.
They claim it in America, yeah.
What would be in a Norwegian pie?
Yeah, I don't know. We've got plenty of Norwegian listeners, so they could tell us. Roll mops, maybe some kind of pickled fish, probably.
I've got some lovely pickled fish in the fridge. I keep on just going in and...
Do you do that? Do you both do that? Do you go into the kitchen like on your own and just go and have a little nibble around, do you?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
What do you mean,
bit
do
of a graze.
What? How else do you live? Like,
well, some people just eat meals, don't they?
You've got to eat. You've got to eat, Link. You've got to keep your metabolism fit and firing.
Yeah, I don't think that's the outcome for me.
No.
Anyway, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, you're eating humble pie.
Well, I think we all have to because we're all...
Oh, we all have to, do we? All right.
Well, you are guilty by association. You've endorsed all my opinions by the very nature of being here. But then we were talking about Ole, weren't we? We were saying that all the memes went around when Rio Ferdinand first said, Ole's at the wheel, give him the job.
Mm.
And it went wrong for a while and everyone was having a good time about it.
Yeah.
And now it's not really going wrong.
That seems like a long time ago and a lot of clubs wouldn't have meant...
But that's not really how football works, is it?
They don't go,
let's leave it for a long time and see if it gets better, do they? No one does that.
Well, they did in Manchester United's case.
Yeah.
Would we call this a long time?
I'm just blaming the people upstairs.
We do need to do
that. For letting the ramble down.
It's the compulsory segment referencing the fact that no one really gives a shit about European finals, do they? That's actually in them.
Well, we're talking about testosterone earlier. What do you think the interpretation of Joel Glazer's skulleted ponytail and bald head kind of combination
little
says?
Little bit close to what I'm rocking at the moment, to be quite frank.
I'll be totally
very
honest, that's what
high forehead. Yeah,
you
yeah.
haven't got a ball patch, have you? Or are you doing the whole Gareth Bale hiding it thing?
Yeah. I use the word astonishing a lot. It's my new word. It is an astonishing look. It's incredible, isn't
it? Well, Joel Glazer,
completely gone.
Completely
nothing there.
I try not to have a view about men's hairstyles.
That's fair enough.
When they range into that.
Yeah, fair enough.
Sort of
not really a hairstyle, is it?
I mean, no.
There's a great bit of footage it was doing the rounds around all the European Super League stuff where it was, I don't know if you guys saw it, but it was like almost a long lens video of Solskjaer talking to the Glazers.
Right.
And the, two of the Glazers, I can't remember, it was definitely Joel and one other, and Solskjaer stood there in his kind of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer Man United tracksuit.
Mm.
And it's clear that he's just got to keep up appearances with the owners because they're in town.
Yeah.
And everything they say... He's just like chuckling away.
Oh, bless him.
And it's like,
show some spine.
It reminded me a bit like when a normal person meets like Prince Charles. They just laugh at everything they say because they're quite nervous. It was a bit like that. So
have
I felt
you come far?
Yeah, exactly. So I felt a bit like that. But it's a great, listen, it was a great pair of games between Roma and Man United. And Edison Cavani's love affair with Roma continues. It's very much like a love affair of the nature of, you know, a load of Vikings pillaging a village. Every time Cavani turns up, he goes away with hatfuls of goals
with
from Roma.
I like the game.
Cavanelli.
I liked how Roma looked as though, despite the fact they were 6-2 down from the first leg, they did look as though they were there not just to make up the numbers. They sincerely believed, you know, first 35 minutes, a lot of shots on target. David De Gea kind of having the game of his life, really. That lovely goal by Brian Cristante as well.
Yes.
So, it's a side that will be revolutionised by the introduction of Eric Dier, I'd say.
Maybe. That's another story. I love that. Talking of love affairs. I love the idea that I fully believe now that Cavani's got such a psychological hold over the football club of Roma that they are starting to make such weird decisions defensively because they're worried about what he's going to do. They're tying themselves up in knots. The goal that Cavani scored to make it 2-2, the defending was abysmal.
There's no need for that.
It was nowhere, no one around him. It was so, so poor. But I just love watching him play. I hope he stays. I know it's not, apparently the decision hasn't been made yet, but I hope he stays because I just love watching him play.
His minutes per goal is better than Lukaku.
Bloody hell.
He's been excellent when he's played.
13 in 14 against Roma.
It's not bad.
It's absolutely nuts.
Stuff of nightmares.
Do you think there'd be a space for him into Miami's team sheet if he were to get the big move? Because Fizzer, he's trammelling around in his address book. He's managed to dig up the name of one Harvey Neville.
Yeah. That's gone very far down his phone book. Isn't it? It's very much in the favourites, that one.
There's a lot of Nevilles in his phone book. I like it because it's a very sort of Manchester United all boy move. Remember when Paul Ince put 25 million on his son's head? And Steve Bruce, of course, as well.
Of course. Classic.
But I feel like the thing about the Bruces, and I know there's going to be plenty of time for this, but I feel like the one thing that's difficult with the Bruces, they all seem really nice.
Yes, yeah.
Alex Bruce is like a lovely fella.
His recent Bruce's recent comments about the social media blackout was very funny.
Yeah, but he's just an old dude, right?
It's a little bit Partridge. But just we like
inserting
to see
a story about your dog going missing on the
firework display. He said something about my son talked about all the abuse I get on social media, and I don't really look at it for that reason. But on the other hand, social media helped me rescue my dog after it ran away from a firework.
It's a tale as old as time.
The destruction of modern society as we know it.
Yeah. Sorry, Steve.
Dog firework.
Do you live in an Enid Blyton novel?
That's kind of sweet. I feel like it does sum him up. All right, so they're off to Gdansk then.
Yeah, I was going to say, just on the Inter Miami thing, as you can probably tell by the digression, that I've never seen Harvey Neville play, so I don't know if it's a good move or not.
Is he a Zidane? Which Zidane's son is he?
Yeah.
He's released all over Real, didn't he? Like Spurs. They're gone. They'll be gone.
Go forth and multiply.
Seven wins.
So that is that. Manchester United will face Villarreal in the Europa League final. The other, I'm not sure that's what they're calling it at the moment, the Champions League final, of course, is Manchester City up against Chelsea. And that has been played out for our pleasure in the Premier League on Saturday at 5:30.
A little warm-up.
Yes. It's lovely.
Yeah, see what happens.
You're going to be digging into that or have you had enough of it?
Are you asking me if I'll watch the football at the weekend? Then yeah, I probably will, yeah.
Okay, it's making a bit of a change for you. I thought you just tweeted out hot takes from your readings.
Thought I'd mix it up. Yeah, just thought I'd mix it up. I've got a soundboard. It's like
calling
an
and breathing loudly at me.
I just press a button and it generates a tweet of things that people would think I'd probably say. Yeah, and I just put it out.
Cavani.
Yeah.
Do it.
Oh, I don't know. I got confused last time. I went a bit Scottish. Cavani.
Cavani.
I wish he'd stay. I love Cavani.
Like his plaster.
You can have it.
Plaster is a good one.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a situation of pride, isn't it? Having two European Super League teams in the Champions League final. I think we've been talking a bit about it as though it's something that happens all the time, because maybe we're a bit confused by 2019. But it's actually only happened four times.
Oh, really? Is that right?
In European Cup finals.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So it's
can you tell me the other two?
Man United Chelsea happened. It happened last season.
2019, yeah.
Sorry, Spurs, 2019.
And,
Spurs
and we're counting Europa League, obviously.
Yeah, Spurs.
So
Liverpool.
Chelsea,
Spurs,
Arsenal,
Wolves.
That, yeah.
No, that was UEFA. Sorry. Spurs Wolves?
Spurs Wolves. Yeah. First one.
Okay. 70, that counts.
72. Okay. Counts. Right, those are the four, yeah.
Because that was the
Spurs
first
one. That was the first one.
They were the first people to lift that icon. And it is iconic. I love the Europa League trophy. There's a picture of Max Rashford with the Europa League trophy late of the UEFA Cup trophy on a private jet. And I was like, that is a good looking, proper, classy 70s fucking trophy.
Yeah.
Big fan of that.
It's also like half his height, isn't it? It's seriously.
It is gigantic, but it's a lovely
massive
trophy.
I told you the story about Gary Birtles, who won the European Cup with Nottingham Forest. And my friend's wife is a really big Nottingham Forest fan. So they queued up to go and have a photo taken with the European Cup and Gary Birtles, an ex-Forest player.
Mm.
And they queued for ages. And my friend Duncan held the trophy for the photo. And he said, because I think he was probably a bit nervous trying to make conversation with Gary Birtles because he's one of his wife's favourite players, right? He went, oh, it's not very heavy, is it? And apparently Gary Birtles went, it is pretty fucking heavy when you've just played 90 minutes. I got really pissed off about it. So, apparently it is quite heavy depending on how physically fit you feel at the time.
Because he was suggesting that it wasn't made of proper quality
really.
Materials? Or is he just trying to be a hard man?
Not when you've got the weight of 1,000,000,000 supporters on your back, mate.
I think he was just angry.
Speaking of
England player or English players, I suppose. I could give Lions Watch a plug, shouldn't I? It comes out tomorrow because one drawback of their English club's success in Europe is that up to 12 players could be missing from England's warm-up game come the start of June.
Phil Foden's off to a school trip to the Stockport Hat Museum.
Is it one of the better museums?
It's up there.
Yeah.
Next to the big chimney.
I think if we were to find out that Phil Foden got his cultural education at the Stockport Hat Museum.
Oh, if anyone has any line to Phil Foden, I don't want to talk about his career. I don't want to talk about what it's like operating under Pep Guardiola, one of the greatest managers who ever lived. I want to know if he's ever been on a school trip to the Stockport Hat Museum.
Yeah, can you go with him again?
And can I go with him again?
Sky Sports will do that. They'll do a walk around with him.
Everyone tweet Phil Foden. I want to know.
Stop pylons on social media in this current climate.
This isn't aggressive, though, is it?
No, I just want to know if he's been to a school trip to the Hat Museum.
Do you think, is that like the main school trip action that goes on?
Well, I mean, they're big viaducts that you just sort of look at it and go, nice that.
You know what mine was?
A lot of bricks in that.
Mine was a Stubbington Study Centre.
Mm. Right.
Go and look at the badges.
Preston Park, Beamish.
Preston Park. Where was your school trip?
We used to have to go and do stuff like
Chamonix, probably.
The
Azores.
All right. Kenya. Yeah,
Anyway, let me do my Lions Watch.
I'm sorry, yeah, tell us about Lions Watch. I'm excited.
Tomorrow, Lions Watch will be out. We'll talk about players being missing from the first segment's warm-up game. We'll talk about loads more as well. And we'll also, I think we're getting up to World Cup 2018 in our England Evolution kind of retrospective. And we'll also study a bit about, or talk a little bit about the England goalkeeper situation as well. So that's on Football Ramble Presents. Do make sure you subscribe over there to hear that. It'll be out tomorrow morning.
I'm looking forward to that. You and Marcus being nice to each other.
You're off.
For once.
You're off to Kenya.
That's a school trip. I can't afford that shit anymore.
No.
All right. That's on Football Ramble Presents. As Luke says, give it a subscribe. Time for a break.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promote for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the year in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
Hi, I'm Jermaine Defoe, and this is the Football Ramble.
That's Jermaine, this is us. Welcome back to the Football Ramble preview show, sponsored by Betway. Now it's time for a piece of this. So let's open up the inbox and see what's there. Some rule changes for morons, I don't care. Some extra rule for me, and maybe some for Luke. If it makes it to the show. You love it.
It's the best.
I got a lot of time for that. I could listen to 3 hours of that.
It's the best thing that's ever come out of this entire 14-year-long project. I'm being totally serious. I don't know what James Stewart does.
James Stewart. Well, he's an actor, isn't he? I thought he was dead.
No, I don't think it's the same one. Oh, right. He needs to be a recording artist full time and professionally, in my opinion.
With that kind of endorsement,
sounds like he's in Jawbreaker or something.
To me, it sounds like. I mean, look, we've done this, but it sounds to me like the perfect combination of Husker Du and REM.
Okay, yep, fair dues, yeah.
Jawbreaker, right. I can't even remember a song by, so I wouldn't better give you any comment on that.
Here's a perfect combination from Victor V. Onyashuk.
This is great, this email.
He says, hello, I'm a Ukrainian immigrant living in Seattle. Oh, nice. In regards to egg cracking in Ukrainian football matches, so this is something we were slightly baffled by when we saw it, right? It was instead of a toss. Yeah,
yeah,
you bash your eggs together.
Yeah.
And whoever's breaks
loses. Yeah,
like conquers.
How strong are your eggs, guys?
I know.
That's what I want to know.
It's a zero sum kind of. Yeah, someone's going to end up with egg everywhere.
We were quite confused as to why it was happening. But
yeah,
just
he says it's a very old tradition. So that just again, our ignorance has been exposed. Thanks very much, Victor. For Easter, families will boil eggs with onion scales. What's an onion scale?
I guess it's the peel.
The shell. Yeah. The shell. The skin
I've
of an onion.
I've never heard it called that. Okay, fine. For colouring and very slight flavour, due to the fact that paint wasn't a commodity in Soviet Ukraine, part of the tradition is a family feud of egg against egg to see who has the strongest egg around the dinner table.
Imagine like a chicken walking. That's my fucking kids.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Eat it at the very least. Don't fuck about with it.
Yeah.
Well, I think they would eat it. He says, he goes on to say, winner would keep their strongest eggs for up to 3 days, as it's a tradition to celebrate for 3 days. I don't know if that's a tradition to celebrate Easter for 3 days or to celebrate the victory in the egg off.
It's Ukrainian eggy conkers.
Yes,
and I'm
it is,
all
yeah.
for it.
Yeah, indeed. I like it a lot. Yeah.
Thanks for the clarification, though. It's good to know.
Yeah, it's so cool to hear from you, Victor.
Fantastic. I've got a message from Alex. Oi, what's popping, Ramblers? All I talk about eggs and coin toss alternatives took me back to 2 years ago when the Australian Football League, or Aussie Rules, we just call it footy, introduced AFLX. The AFL powers that be love playing with the preseason format to trial new and weird rules, but in 2019 it introduced a shortened, heavily modified version of the game played on a rectangular ground complete with fun new team names like the Deadly and the Rampage, bright fluoro team colours, mic'd up players and new scoring formats which were named after ice lollies, or for us, icy poles. But my favourite part of this monstrosity was the reinvention of the toss, where all players get into a huddle behind the captains who throw out a quick fire rock, paper, scissors.
Ooh.
The roar when someone won clearly showed that rock, paper, scissors is the way to go. Happy to hear your thoughts on this, Alex. Well, I mean,
I like this.
Nothing ever happens which is just a little bit Australian, does it? Everything that's Australian is really Australian.
I'd say it's a bit Japanese because they have big, like, sort of televised little tournaments in Japan. Like,
do they? Of rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah, people go wild for it.
Are you good at it?
Is there technique or is it all...
Do you want to play?
All right.
Go. Yeah. One, two, three.
Wait, are we doing it on three or are we doing it after three?
After three. Right.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Oh, you did it early.
Sorry. You did it early and he still got
I was trying it right. I've got this technique, right? If you ever want to win rock, paper, scissors, go one, two, and then fuck it up. But show your hand. Sure, I was going to go paper. And then so Kate probably thinks I'm going to go paper again. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You didn't, though.
For those
I fucked it.
For this is that Pete did his about a good second early.
Yeah.
And I got beat.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, look, it's the offside trap.
I got caught.
I make no apologies.
I was just standing there stroking my moustache.
Anyway, that's the emails.
That's the emails. Yeah, thanks for setting us on the straight and narrow, both of you guys, I guess. Show at footballramble.com. Right, let's have a little look into the weekend ahead. Leeds hosting Spurs. It's the early kickoff on Saturday, isn't it? Yes.
It is.
We're hearing that Ryan Mason is really impressing at Spurs and that the players are enjoying his training sessions.
You're going to, aren't you?
I feel like, this is just a case of sort of one of those schoolboy stories where the kids take over the school and then and they're trying to set it all straight and then they just put the kind of prefect in charge for a bit because everyone will be happier and they might just do what he says for a bit.
Were people happy when you were in charge as a prefect?
I was never in charge.
Oh, I thought you were a prefect though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I was never in charge.
You dished out other detentions to other students.
I only gave...
How was that allowed?
I know, that's what I thought.
No, it wasn't detention. First of all, it's Sunday morning parade was the only thing that I could
give Sunday morning parade.
That's Lou Reed once saying.
Wow.
I think I only ever gave out one, which was to a guy for pissing in the street.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, but your jurisdiction ends where the school gets. Yeah, exactly. Surely.
No, but it's all.
Okay, to put it in perspective, if some of the students at our schools were put in charge, there would be deaths. Quite simply, deaths. So Ryan Mason's got a lot of responsibility on his shoulders here as head prefect at Spurs. But I think it's a delightfully positive PR message for the club to put out. Listen, everyone. Yeah, I know you've got perfectly understandable questions about the direction of this football club, but everyone's enjoying themselves under Ryan, so just get behind it.
Oh God, that's so cynical, isn't it? They're just getting some like popular guy that they all used to play with.
Yeah.
And put him in charge. Oh, no, you shaked it that way.
Well, having said that, their last result was very positive. So who am I to complain?
Do you think they call him Mace? Sorry to make this self-reference. But do you think they call him Mace as well? Because I heard that Mason Mount is called Mace. And like, that doesn't make sense at all, does it?
Yeah, but they're not playing for the same team.
I know. But why are you calling yourself Mace if that's your first name? Doesn't make any sense. It's not allowed. Anyway, Peter Crouch says that Rafa Benitez is not the worst shout for the next Spurs boss.
A ringing endorsement.
I actually agree with that. Yeah. I think it would. I mean, I think that they've already said, haven't they? They want to get someone who can build a project, do a new Pochettino thing or whatever. But if they were going to go down a more short term option,
is it not just that every single other person that the Spurs were likely to approach has just signed a massive long deal with their club?
Well, possibly, yeah.
or been appointed at Bayern.
Also, I think one of the big complaints about Mourinho, which was legitimate entirely, was that not just because, I mean, because every club really likes to think that they've got a tradition of playing great football, like the West Ham way this and the Spurs way that.
Arsenal don't.
But well, hang on a minute. Have you heard of Arsene Wenger? They play some quite good football then.
From what I heard on Arsenal Fan TV, they didn't think he was much good at all, actually.
Yeah, fair enough. They play some really good football for a bit, but they did still do it. The point is that Benitez's football he hasn't got the best reputation for playing the nicest type of football, so I wonder how good a fit that would be. Mm. But he's an experienced manager. He's done a great job at other places, so it's not... he's absolutely right, Crouch, when he says that. It's not the worst shout, is it? Because the worst shout is someone
it's
a lot
Jose
worse
Mourinho
than that.
Again.
Yeah. Steve Bruce, for example.
Oh, but he's so friendly.
But I like the idea that it was 15 years ago.
Oh, for God's sake.
And we put this in the running order, Pete, and I knew Mace wouldn't say it, so I'm saying it.
Yeah.
15 years ago today was Lasagna Gate.
Yeah. And give that a Sunday parade.
Yeah, exactly.
You're about to debunk this. Is this ramble on crime again?
Well, I thought to myself, this will be a lovely bit of fun on the Friday. We'll do a bit on this. And I started looking into it, and I never knew this.
Right.
I found out that it was nothing to do with food, lasagna.
Right.
It was apparently proven later.
Is it the salad? They all say it's the salad,
oh,
isn't
yes.
it?
Oh, yes. Never eat the salad
never eat
abroad.
The salad.
Yeah, that's in a kebab shop. They weren't in a kebab shop.
Yeah. It was, the lasagna was framed.
It was norovirus, apparently. It was a very transmissible version of a virus, which wiped the team out.
But norovirus can be transferred over
food,
can't it?
Yeah, can someone have had norovirus and like put their fork in or like lick their finger and... licked the
lasagna. It has to have a virus behind it, doesn't it?
I'll be honest. When I saw the word norovirus, I stopped all research. So I don't know anything above and beyond that.
Yeah.
And for those listening who are a bit younger, don't remember this. This is when Spurs they had to basically match Arsenal's result against Wigan on the final day of the season to finish in the top four. They're playing West Ham, and they weren't able to do that because all their players were up the night before ill. And I think Martin Joel actually tried, or the club tried to get a postponement, but it was rejected.
Yeah.
It gave birth to the football manager option if you are like a pay to play option on football manager. It says, like, purchase dodgy lasagna.
Yes.
I want to know if anybody, again, get on the Twitter. Has anybody ever pressed that button? Because I just think it's
still
an option now, yeah. Purchase dodgy lasagna. I think it is, yeah.
Right. I enjoyed the fact that I think I'm right in saying that Jermaine Defoe was literally. Vomiting in the toilet in the dressing room before the game and still scored.
Right.
That's
and then he
commitment.
Said, I'm Jermaine Defoe. Yeah, yeah. This is my vomit. Football ramble.
Well, he vomited that load of nonsense after the ad break.
No wonder he is such a prolific goal scorer with an attitude like that. Yeah, he said in 2017, something has definitely gone on here. One of the West Ham lads has done something to the food.
That's not true, though, is it, Jermaine?
Not true, Jermaine. Not true. I don't think they would know how to deliver norovirus.
Yeah. Like Dennis Nedry in Jurassic Park, getting all the different little bits, little test tubes out. Yeah.
Keeping in with the conspiracists. Marcelo Bielsa said that he is to blame if Patrick Bamford is not reaching his full potential. But it might be a retaliation, because apparently Bamford smacked him in the face with a ball, and that's why his glasses are wonky.
Apparently, yeah, it's such a Bielsa thing to not get new glasses. Just get new glasses. I know you're probably not the highest paid player in the Premier, a manager in the Premier League, but he's on a decent salary.
Yeah, he'll be on a decent whack.
Will the NHS give him some for free?
Yeah.
Possibly, at his age, possibly.
Yeah. Look into it.
Yeah, don't know. Well, Bamford says I should really get him a new pair, but I'm too scared to bring it up again.
Yeah. It's such a Bielsa thing to do, to go to the NHS and get a free pair of glasses. With his Sainsbury carrier bag.
I love him.
Yeah, he's great.
He's great.
So the first game of the season, it was 3-0 Spurs. I actually really enjoyed that game.
Of course you did. Yeah. When hope sprung eternal.
It was it's a good point. Yeah. It was also just like a fun, open game with lots of goals in it. I don't know if it'll be the
There's
same.
There's nothing that like that tomorrow. Feeling is the curtain raiser of the season. You're like, and you have a good result. You're like, I'm never
on this is happening.
But,
yeah. This is happening. We're on. Yeah. Also, in other Spurs related news, Harry Kane has renewed his shirt sponsorship of Leighton Orient, but connectedly or not, I guess, Ed Sheeran. It's going to be sponsoring Ipswich Town. It's his local club.
Waited until they went down.
Get that a deal. Far to get yeah, a don't deal. Do it now. Get don't do cheapy. It now.
Oh, I see. What, you think it's a cynical move?
I think all musicians are cynical.
Peter.
What?
I thought you were saying you were trying to make them. Is this why you're not able to make them your best friends?
Yeah, no, yeah, we talked about this yesterday. Right? Yeah, I can't make musicians my best friend.
Pete, you were promised a revolution when you started listening to pop punk, that's why. And it kind of got let down. Before you know it, they're playing stadiums.
I miss the kickflips. Yeah. I miss the kickflips. And I miss like people with chains on their jeans.
And the Mad Caddies.
I miss the Mad Caddies.
Who would you have? What musician would you have sponsoring Newcastle?
Less than Jake.
Less than Jake.
No, I don't know. Real Big Fish.
By the way, speaking
Thursday, it's quite an emo club. I know Arsenal are an emo club. You'd say, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Newcastle are quite emo.
Full Collapse was Forces, one of their albums.
Dark Forces. I love the fact that Richard Keys has no longer got the monopoly on Dark Forces.
I know, right?
Guinness. Yeah, let's talk about that, shall we?
Yeah.
Newcastle cleared by HMRC over a 4-year tax investigation yesterday, which is prime time for some delicious Mike Ashley statement action. He says,
I threw my receipts off a ferry.
He says it's now time for the dark forces that are preventing this football club from becoming the powerhouse that fans deserve to step aside. I've never heard someone call themselves Dark Forces before. Is that his nickname?
An anagram for Mike Ashley. What does he mean by that, Peter?
I think a Rage Against the Machine lyric. Isn't there Dark Forces in that in one of their songs?
He's clearly alluded to the fact that the takeover was blocked, right?
Yeah.
Because he's had enough now, hasn't he, Mike?
He says he's had enough, but I mean, they closed the shop, the kind of Puma store, kind of Sports Direct kind of tie-in, I think, in St. James's Park. And they said, to buy online, we're closing this facility, to buy online, go to nufc.com. Not the official website, that's a fanzine website.
Oh, my God.
So if you think that man's got any sort of plan, I wouldn't worry about it.
Steve Bruce got anything to say? I was getting me dog back. I was chasing me dog.
I can't believe you turned that lovely story into something sinister and pathetic.
You can't believe that about me. That's your problem.
This is an outrage.
So we're expecting a big turnaround from Newcastle now. This has been hanging over their head for 4 years.
He's power. He's using words like powerhouse for crying out loud. He invariably does at this time of the season once they've massively underwhelmed.
Big win tonight against Leicester, then, I expect. Away from home.
Look forward to that, actually. Yeah. He's also filed another court case against the Premier League. This one's seeking damages, interest probably, and costs from Premier League bosses.
I mean, it's an interesting story. It does sound like there was some kind of shenanigans preventing the takeover from happening, because who wants another big dog at the table?
But if you own a football club...
Steve Bruce, presumably.
But if you own a football club, and in retrospect, it's the story of it is mostly court cases. It's not going well, is it? Let's be fair.
Yeah.
Correct. He's just asking to be involved in the European Super League, I reckon, Steve Bruce. All right.
Yeah, now you're nodding at me very enthusiastically. It's time for Betway's Four to Score. Entry is absolutely free. Each week, pick the first goal scorer in Betway's four selected matches for your chance to win the weekly 50 grand. Make sure selections are submitted before the first game. You all know how this works by now. And further T's and C's apply. It's the bravest of all the brave selectors. To my right,
thanks.
Kate Mason, hi. You're up first. You've ummed and ahed over this, but I looked at the running order that we share. It's a live document for those fans of exciting paperwork chat. And it still says what I thought it was going to say for the Wolves v Brighton game. Would you like to enlighten everyone?
I'm in a massive bait about last week not picking Gareth Bale and dwelling over it and not changing my mind at the last minute because I went with Lucas Moura. So I'm going to change my mind at the last minute and go from Adama Traore to that guy.
Welbs. Danny Welbeck. Okay. I was going to say to you, the week before the Gareth Bale week, you were umming and ahhing and you got it right.
I know.
You said Danny Welbeck now. For sponsorship purposes, we're sticking with Danny Welbeck. Game number two, Aston Villa v Man United, Sunday 2 o'clock or 2:05. PT Donaldson, please.
Cavani off the bench. He's played a lot of matches recently. I think he was rested. He didn't get a start against Burnley, did he? But he scored. Mm. I think he's going to come off the bench and score.
I think he might start, which gives you an even greater chance of getting the correct goal scorer. So that's Edinson Cavani. West Ham v Everton on Sunday afternoon is Jim, actually. Jim this time around. Here's what Jim had to say.
I'm going to go for Richarlison. He's not scored in a while. He needs to address that. West Ham do tend to make things difficult for themselves at some time. So I'm going to go for Richarlison.
Very nice.
And then he fell over.
Oh,
the sound effect of falling over.
I thought you were prematurely grabbing the cup for Luke's game.
Yeah. What is that cup for, by the way?
It's Ashford City FC from the excellent podcast The Offensive. 1 million listens.
Oh, very nice.
Well, I don't know what's doing
I'm
here.
Representing them there as well on this T-shirt.
Nice.
Game number four. So Rich Richarlison for Jim. Game number four is me. Arsenal v West Brom. I'm going for Mateus Pereira just because I think I want to increase the lulls on Arsenal. It tends to kind of snowball when it comes to Arsenal, so I'm going to go for that. Danny Welbeck, Edinson Cavani, Richarlison, Mateus Pereira. There are four picks for Betway's four to score. Make sure if you want to play, your selections are submitted before the first game and further T's and C's apply. You must be over the age of 18 to gamble and do gamble responsibly. For more information on that, head to begambleaware.org. All right, light up your bellies, okay? Stick your heads in the freezer because it's time for what might be the most exciting version of this game for a very long time. Those games, it's quite difficult to explain, but you'll get it as soon as you start hearing it. Yes, indeed. It's time for Luke's game. I am going to request laptops be closed, if you don't mind, for ethics purposes.
I've got to say stuff at the end, haven't I?
Oh, yeah, true. Okay, well, I'll open it up again. No. It's a laptop.
Thanks. Have you worked long in computer?
You worked long in the Apple Store.
You can open it up again. It's a laptop. Do you want one or not? Peter, you've played this game once in history, but not this season, I don't think.
No, I was very defensive, but I'm gonna go for it, Luke.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna go for it.
Who did you play against last time? I can't remember.
I can't remember.
No,
but I think I won.
Someone,
I was very defensive.
You did
and I think
not
I won.
Win.
I did win.
He did not win.
He didn't win. You didn't win, Pete. You can look at me like that all you like with
There's
your
There's no point me participating in this because whatever happens, he's going to say he won.
Yeah, true.
He won.
So, Pete, you get to go first because you don't really have a seeding.
Right.
You said he was seeded lower than me.
Nice. He is because he doesn't have one.
Do I need to do like a promo, like a wrestler?
Yeah.
God created the earth.
That's Pete Dawson's
God
music.
Created the Peter Maniacs.
Yeah, so Pete doesn't have a seeding. It's very much like, say, for example, you or I wouldn't be ranked in the top 500 snooker players in the world, would we?
Well,
so
that's something you don't know about me.
Okay. Squash, maybe. Squash. So Pete gets to go first. Everyone knows how it works by now, including Pete. He's been briefed.
Has he?
Yeah, he has. The first player has played for five clubs in total, Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. He is Michael Owen. I haven't got my pen and paper. I'm going to have to freestyle this.
That's stupid.
I'll just borrow it.
He's played for five clubs.
I'm
going to give you a big, fat four.
You can do four?
Yeah.
Kate, can you do five?
I'm going to call him on all of them.
Okay, you want Pete to do four to go 1-0 up?
Yeah.
Pete, four clubs, one at a time, if you don't mind, please. Got to wait for the sound effects, you see. Four clubs that Michael Owen's played for.
Manchester United.
That's correct.
Liverpool.
That's also correct.
Real Madrid.
That's good.
Your friend and mine, Newcastle United.
Yeah, I should have counted that. That was really easy.
1-0 to Pete Dawson.
I'm such an idiot.
Can't remember the other one.
What's the other one? The other one's Stoke City.
Oh, fucking
fuck's sake.
Yes.
Well, I didn't. I Yeah.
In your defence,
I was trying to play your brain.
That is one of the most forgettable spells at a club by any player ever. So, okay, Kate, don't worry.
Michael's a big listener. I don't think you should say that sort of thing.
He's not a big listener. He has no idea who we are, even though we've interviewed him.
Talking about how much he didn't enjoy Capello managing him at England level, and Capello has recently been talking about the fact that he was almost at Manchester United. I would have loved to have double dose of Capello.
But when did Capello say he was going to manage Manchester United?
I think it was after Alex Ferguson said no the first time.
Fair enough. 1-0 to Pete. Kate, you're up now.
I really fucked that.
That's okay.
It's embarrassing.
You've got time to put it right.
All right.
Six clubs for this player. He's still playing.
He's not even writing them down.
He doesn't need to. The man's a dark horse. Six players in total for this player. He's still playing. He is Mo Salah.
He's just opened his laptop.
I've got a pen.
No, you gotta put your laptop down. You can't open the laptop.
If you've forgotten your pen, then it's your fault.
What, can I use my phone?
No.
Can I use my leg?
You can't use any internet connected device.
I'll turn it off the internet.
You know how many pelters I get off Twitter for this damn game? Six clubs, please, Kate. You need to give me a number when you've got the time.
I don't respect the framework.
No, you don't. Just do it on your fingers. Brassel does it on his fingers.
That's what she said.
Mace, give us a number.
Three.
Is that because Pete was holding up three?
I think so.
Yeah. Did the rock, paper, scissors thing. I would like you to name them, please, Kate.
Okay. One at a time, please, Kate. Three clubs that Mo Salah's played for.
Liverpool.
He's still there.
Thanks.
Liverpool B.
Wait, I've had a brain... Roma?
Correct. One more from you, please.
What is happening? Chelsea.
Correct.
Oh,
there you go.
Phew, I had a right little...
That's 1-0.
Like a menopausal flush there.
Well, you could have said El Mokaloon.
I would have done, yeah.
You could have said FC Basel. You could have said Chelsea, which you did. Fiorentina, Roma and Liverpool.
Yeah, he's been around the block a little bit.
Yes, a little bit. Yeah, so that's one each. It's all to play for. Pete, you're up next.
Cool.
Five clubs in total again. He retired in 1994, so a bit trickier, this one. But well in your wheelhouse, I would suggest. Five clubs in total for Mr... well known, actually, for being the famous brother of a legally here.
It's not Frank de Boer again, is it?
A nightclub owner. Right. It's Gary Lineker.
Gary Lineker.
Five clubs in total. It's 1-1, so it's all to play for.
Oh, I'm gonna go for 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hang on.
How many can you do, big man?
5. Five.
I don't think you have the facility.
Wait, hang on. How many is it? Is it five?
Don't talk over the funny jingles.
Sorry, do it again if you want to.
No, that's all right. You want to do five?
I'll go to five.
He's going to five. You've got no room to move.
No, fuck off. What?
You can't
this
do it.
This is my guy, Gary Lineker.
My guy.
Are you kidding me?
Afraid not,
Kate. Come on.
So, Pete, one at a time. You've got no room to manoeuvre. That's how the game works. If he goes for all of them, he goes for the full house.
So
you've just got to sit there and admire it.
Yeah, and I fucked up with the first one as well. This is a shit day. Pete, you're shit. You're never going to get it.
Oh, big talk.
Pete, banter.
These 24-inch pythons.
Just bring their testosterone, don't you worry.
I think you will bring the house down among our listenership if you get a full house on Luke's game today.
Okay.
All five clubs that Gary Lineker's played for, take it away.
Nagoya Grampusset.
Damn it.
Very nice.
Obviously.
Leicester City.
Very nice.
Everton.
Doing the flex as well.
This
that's three.
So annoying.
Barcelona.
Such a beautiful horizon. 4.
Tottenham Hotspur. That's the Twitter.
2-1. Well played, yeah. Mace, unlucky. You're up first this time, though, and you still got a chance.
I'm not saying anything.
You're 2-1 down with 2 left.
Okay.
Six clubs in total, still playing. Weirdly enough, the maths machine algorithm has chucked up all forwards today. Romelu Lukaku.
Lovely.
Six clubs in total, Romelu Lukaku.
Sorry, I'm still sulking.
I was huckling.
Wait, are you confident about that?
No.
Romelu Lukaku?
I mean, yes.
How many can you name, Mace?
Hang on.
This is great stuff, Dawson. You can good show of yourself today.
Without pen and paper as well?
I know.
Yeah,
with me.
Yeah. Our hearts all bleed.
Yeah. A full house as well.
Oh.
People didn't expect that, I'm telling you. You've proven a lot of people wrong, whatever happens today.
He's quite a well-known footballer, isn't he?
I
suppose Romelu Lukaku is as well.
Yeah.
I'm only up to 4 at the moment.
Is that your bid? I need a bid from you.
I've forgotten someone. 4? Oh, I've forgotten who he's playing for right now. Okay. I'm definitely up to five here. I don't know if I'm getting, because he did a full house and I'm trying to push on up.
Moving on up.
I'm completely neutral here. So I can't say whether how many I think Pete would be able to do. But if you're going to go five, that's a very good bid.
What is the club I've forgotten?
I think you should bid five. Kate.
Five.
Yeah, five. Pete, do you want to do six?
No, I really don't.
Okay.
Name them.
One at a time, five, please, Kate.
Man U.
Man United is correct.
Chelsea.
That's also correct.
Inter was the one I nearly forgot.
Yeah, three.
Everton.
Yes.
And Anderlecht.
Start this career there. That's correct.
That's yes! Lovely, Kate.
Very nice.
Lovely.
Very nice. The only one you didn't mention was Chelsea.
No, I mentioned Chelsea.
Oh, did you mention Chelsea? Oh, yeah. West Brom. West Brom on loan.
Oh, okay.
You didn't mention West Brom on loan. There you go. That's your six.
Oof.
Two all. Last in. Peter, you're up first for the win.
Okie dokie.
He's played for five clubs in total. He retired in 2014.
Yep.
Okay. get your thinking face on. Five clubs in total. The final player of the game, the final striker of the game,
right?
Thierry Henry.
Oh,
how many?
Five.
Sorry, five.
Five.
Okay.
Shit.
I'm writing fast like Hermione.
Oh my god, you are Hermione. You big Hermione energy from Kate, anyway. Always big Hermione energy.
She's the best character, though, isn't she? Let's face it.
Pete's the Ron Weasley, the Ramble. So make of that what you want.
No, I'm. It was the evil one. The slick back
hair. Percy.
Voldemort.
Percy.
Oh, you're Malfoy.
Malfoy.
I'm Malfoy, aren't I?
No, you're not.
Why not?
Why not? He's very disappointed.
You're Neville Longbottom.
Saves the day at the end. Spoilers.
Hagrid.
Go ahead. Yeah, Hagrid.
How many? How many?
You're telling five. Me how many. There's five in total.
I'm bad with this. It was the player again.
It's all to play for.
Come on, Pete. Take it seriously.
Thierry Henry.
Thierry, right, okay. New York Red Bulls.
No!
What? Shit! Who did you play for?
Stop!
What?
I just need a number.
What?
I just need a number.
Oh, sorry, four.
Four. Okay, you've got a head start,
I'm
Kate.
Really annoyed because I already had that one and I don't think I've got another one.
Good.
Do you want to do five, Kate?
I thought I got it wrong there. I was like, shit! You've done it again, you idiot!
I'm going to have two.
Go five. Okay, well, Pete's already given you a bonus one.
No, but I already fucking knew that. Look, it's written down.
Look, Kate's bid five. You can't move. You can't do anything. You just got to see if she can
do it. I don't have five. I'm just going to hope to riff.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, all right. So, Bart. Yeah, ready?
Risky. Yeah.
New York Red Bulls.
That's correct.
Here's your wings.
Monaco.
Yes, he played there.
Barca.
Yes.
Good stuff.
Arsenal.
That's your four. You need one more. Trickiest one, I'd say.
Okay, this is a gamble.
I'm going to prepare my button.
But you got to go big or home, I guess. Juventus.
Kate Jamieson
wins!
Oh,
I'm definitely happier than you again, so it's good.
Well done, miss. Killing it. Absolutely killing it.
Pete, how do you feel?
Emotional.
Characteristic
spent.
And chaotic end to the game by you. Just blurting out New York Red Bulls after forgetting who the player was anyway.
Mate, I'm in the win. I'm having a fight with the other bloke. I'm so fucking...
You are the...
Raring to go.
Very much the Conor McGregor of this game.
Definitely.
Kate, another win for you. You're getting quite the reputation in this game now.
Oh, thank you, mate.
Well done.
Well, I think, you know, Pete was an admirable competitor and it's been a privilege to share a table with a man like Donaldson.
I'm straight.
I think when Pete, it's more on, you know, Pete form generally. I mean, he gets interested in it until he decides to wrap his hand in and then you can't ever get him back.
Correct.
So, well done.
I thought he was quite committed to the end, though.
He was.
He wanted to just participate without even trying. Hmm. He just wanted to get straight in there, tell us all the answers.
I just want to be a DJ.
There we go.
Oh, good luck with that.
Cheers, mate.
Well, there's always the weekend and it's here, people, because that is the end of the Football Ramble preview show sponsored by Betway. Say goodbye, Luke.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Pete.
Ta-ta.
And it's bye from me. That's lame. I'm not saying that.
It's bye from me.
Bye.
This was a Stakhanov production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news.
Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.